June 24th. The rebel raid at Frederick cost Babcock two valuable days of spying. Greenwood and Moore, who had been sent to South Mountain, had not been heard from. They might have gone to Harper's Ferry, he telegraphed Sharp, or they might have been captured. A blow for Hooker, who wanted them replaced with other mountaintop observers. Babcock recovered quickly with the help of more men. Sharp rushed to him at Monocacy Junction. The station chief now kept the advancing Confederates under continual observation, his agents moving with Lee's forces as they approached the Potomac and crossed it. A steady stream of intelligence now flowed to Sharp. Kline had been out for a week, disguised with others in his party as Confederate irregulars to mix with Lee's troops. The sergeant returned June 22nd with valuable information on Ewell's corps drawing supplies from Maryland and Pennsylvania, on the position of Hood's and Pickett's divisions in Longstreet's corps, and on the location of Hill's corps. But it would be erroneous intelligence from Babcock that finally propelled Hooker across the Potomac to get a jump on Lee. The Union commander, as of June 23rd, remained uncertain whether Lee's objective was Pennsylvania, despite the large rebel force that appeared to be headed there, or Baltimore, or still Washington. So he continued to hold his army south of the Potomac River, deployed from Manassas to Leesburg, Virginia, to protect the federal capital. Babcock's cables on June 24th settled the question. Tapping a number of sources, including lookouts on South Mountain and student refugees from St. James College near Hagerstown, who spotted Ewell's corps with 70 artillery pieces passing through their town, he told Hooker that Lee's entire army, beyond a doubt, had crossed the Potomac into Maryland, with thousands already in Pennsylvania. Babcock's report, along with others Hooker had received, finally convinced him that Lee was heading north and Washington was no longer threatened. Hooker sent orders to his seven corps commanders that night and the next morning to cross the Potomac and move into Maryland. By June 27th, all his infantry, as well as his cavalry, were north of the river. It was a forthright move for a commander who had been slow-moving up to that point. But it turned out the move was based on erroneous information Babcock had provided. The rear of Lee's army was not across the Potomac, as the operative reported, but instead was 2 days' march short of that. The reason for Babcock's error was a simple switch he and his agents had not detected.